And now it's time for sports. March Madness upon us. Brittany Griner is still being detained in Russia, and controversial trade in the NFL. We're joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
March Madness began this week. The upsets began to arrive. St. Peter's, small school in Jersey City. St. Peter, by the way, as you know, the patron saint of fishermen, shipbuilders, and locksmiths.
Yeah, I did know that.
Really? What did they do to Kentucky?
They beat them.
Okay.
And it's the St. Peter's Peacocks. I'm assuming when we talk next in a couple of weeks, you will have devised a Peacocks chant. But that was the 15th seeded.
You got me going right now. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
The 15th seeded Peacocks beat the number two Kentucky. Biggest shocker in the men's tournament so far through the first round. There were several other exciting games, but you know, Scott, no real mayhem with office brackets being shredded everywhere. That's when it's great, when there's anarchy.
But let me ask you about Mike Krzyzewski. Of course, it's last tournament appearance for Duke's storied, eminent, and widely admired coach. What's the outlook for that team?
So far, so good. Duke won its first round game 78-61 over Cal State Fullerton. Not a surprise. Duke's a number two seed, like Kentucky, Cal State a 15. But, you know, Scott, it was a necessary win. The Blue Devils lost Coach K's final home game and then the conference championship game a week later. He said he thought his players were paying too much attention to him and his imminent retirement. They were playing tight, so they needed to forget about him, just play ball, and they did that versus Cal State. Next up tomorrow, a meeting with Michigan State and another coaching legend, Tom Izzo.
Brittany Griner, great American WNBA superstar, still detained in Russia. What do we know about the latest?
According to TASS, her detention on allegations of drug smuggling is being extended to May 19th. That's 13 days after the start of the WNBA season. It's also reported she's seen her Russian legal advisor several times, that her physical condition is okay. You know, Scott, meanwhile, there's concern that her case isn't being talked about more in this country. Mm-hmm. Critics say if an NBA star were in the same position, it would be everyday news.
Let me just add, I've been told, trying to find out about this by sources, diplomatic sources, that the State Department doesn't encourage a lot of attention to her detention right now, as they routinely don't in these cases. They tell family and friends that could be counterproductive to getting officials to actually release her. Tom Brady is back after 2 weeks of retirement. There's that story. The Cleveland Browns announced they're acquiring a quarterback, and that shakes a lot of people up.
A very good quarterback, Deshaun Watson, supremely talented. You know, he sat out all last season with legal problems. Nearly two dozen women, massage therapists, accuse Watson of sexual misconduct and even assault. He denies it. About a week ago, a grand jury decided not enough evidence to criminally charge him, and that opened the floodgates for teams wanting to sign him, even though he still faces more than 20 civil lawsuits and possible suspension by the NFL. Scott, the Cleveland Browns are going to take a lot of heat for this, but you know, in the NFL, if you want to contend for a title, you need a top quarterback, apparently even one with a ton of baggage.
And Michaela Schifrin, she's really a winner, isn't she?
Oh, she won her fourth overall World Cup alpine skiing title this week after a pretty disastrous Olympics in which she was notable for her humor and honesty and failing so publicly. A nice comeback for her.
Tom Goldman, thanks.
You're welcome.